This baseball season, catch every game at Long Neck Sports Grill. There are three locations in Northern Kentucky, Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings, and there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Long Neck's. Long Neck Sports Grill. And by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Long Neck's patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.
Welcome back, ESPN 1530. Rick Uchino in for Mo Egger tonight until 6 o'clock. Mo out in Utah getting ready for some big NIT action as the UC Bearcats get set to take on the Wolverines of Utah Valley. 8:30, our coverage starts here on ESPN 1530. Got Reds action on 700 WLW at the same time tonight. It is also Wednesday. You know what that means. We got AEW Dynamite tonight, and my guest at this time is out in Missouri getting ready for the show there. She is the host of the sessions on Volume Sports. She's a backstage correspondent for All Elite Wrestling, and you've also been seeing her do some work here in Cincinnati, host of Renee All Day for your Cincinnati Bengals. Renee Paquette on ESPN 1530, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me on. What an intro. You really just rattled off all that information like a real smooth pro. I crushed it.
Some may say I should be more than a fill-in guy. I don't necessarily buy it.
I'll endorse. You let me know where I need to sign on the line, and I will endorse it. I can get some kind of waiver going online, whatever we need.
All right. Well, my GM's name is DJ Hodge. I'll get you his information after the...
Great. Please do.
Renee, you did some great work this week for FC Cincinnati. I want to get there. I want to give you time to plug this awesome conversation that you dropped on your channel today. But it's also a big time of the year for professional wrestling, right? You got WrestleMania next weekend in Los Angeles. Lots of great independent shows in town that weekend as well. AEW, not that far removed from a big show in their own right in AEW Revolution. That was a great night for the company and a great night for your husband, John, Cincinnati's own John Moxley. He did not win that night, but man, did he put on a hell of a performance. And like, if anybody listening has not seen a John Moxley match, I think he needs like his own ranking system, like Scoville units for spicy food. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could not agree. We need the Moxley scale to determine how violent a match is. He took part in a Texas death match with Hangman Adam Page. There was a point in this match where he treats Hangman's forehead like he's prepping a baked potato to be in the microwave, stabbed it about 30 times with a fork, and then the match ended with him being hung by over the top ropes with a steel chain. And honestly, Renee, I wouldn't even give that like the highest violent rating on the Moxley scale. Where would you rank that match? How was that match for you watching that?
It definitely ranked for me. And listen, I kind of agree with you. I think we could do like a hot one session where we just sit and watch a bunch of John matches. And I start crying and we've got to shut things down. This match did rank for me in terms of what the physicality was, the brutality between John and Hangman. I mean, for this to be the fourth match between the two of them, I can't say enough good things about what those two have been able to do. I mean, aside from the fact that it's obviously painful for me to watch, I'm sitting watching the match in talent viewing, kind of just slouching further and further into my chair as the match is progressing, and just knowing each time John hit Hangman, being like, I know that there's going to be a return to John for what he's doing to Hangman right now. So I kept kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop on that. But those guys just beat the ever-loving crap out of each other every time they face each other. And the people seem to love it. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, some people love it. Some people say it's too violent. But then I'm sitting here going, y'all been watching WWE too much in this PG stuff. It's pro wrestling, man. Come on.
Yeah, listen, I know fans have been really trained over the years for what they like, what to expect, what to anticipate. And I think that's something that's really cool about AEW is we really have shaken up what that is and what that means for what to expect from professional wrestling. So I think it's time for everybody to continue to start thinking outside the box from what we think that we know about professional wrestling.
If there's on top of delivering in the ring, if there's one thing that your husband can do, it's hype a fight. I don't think there is anybody in this business who can get you more jacked up to watch a pro wrestling match than Jon Moxley. I have often said this man needs to be an inspirational speaker when he retires, because every time that he talks, I'm ready to just run through a brick wall. And honestly, we saw that translate from the wrestling ring to Paycor Stadium this past football season. The two of you, rulers of the jungle. I mean, how did that compare? Because typically an AEW show, you're looking at what, 8,000 to 17,000 fans, depending on, you know, the show or the larger venues for the pay-per-view. You guys get on the microphone in front of 67,000 people. I think it was for the Kansas City Chiefs game, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
What was that atmosphere like? And I know John, he's a wrestler. He feeds off the crowd. What was that energy like that night?
So I'll tell you a funny story about that day. So with me being in there working with the Bengals and doing Renee all day and, you know, getting to go down to Paycor and I'm interviewing some of the players, getting to hang out, I'm kind of getting my foot in the door. So when they asked us to come down and be the rulers of the jungle, I mean, what a high honor as a Cincinnatian, as we all know. So we're super excited. We go down, we're shooting some of like the promo videos to get ready for us to do it. And they're like, oh, you guys are pretty good on the microphone. We're going to give you guys a live mic to be rulers of the jungle, which apparently they never do. So John, as he's getting ready to cut this promo on Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, he's like, what can I say? What can't I say? And they're like, oh, I guess just let it fly.
Oh no.
They no longer allow rulers of the jungle to have a live mic, for pumping up in the arena. Yeah. I guess he maybe crossed the line a little bit, as John does. I mean, what do you expect from the guy? You don't want PG version of John. We've seen that. We like the other version of John.
Yeah. Yeah. The PG version of John is him carrying around a potted plant that he names Mitch.
Exactly. R.I.P. Mitch.
Yeah. R.I.P. Mitch. But yeah. As somebody who's had Jon Moxley on these airwaves several times, I prefer to record them because you never, ever.
You just never know.
No.
He's in the zone. You got to be careful. You know, you're careful what you wish for with that guy.
Well, I hope, I would love to see him back, or even some more professional wrestlers back to do that, because it's such a great atmosphere for them. It's almost like they were born to hype up crowds.
Yeah, listen, we get it. We know what that environment's in. Like we know how to like pump up that crowd. And I think just the crossover, I think it was really eye-opening for everybody with the Bengals to see how excited people were to see John there. So I think that it definitely opened up the door to maybe have a little bit more of cross promotion with the Bengals and some pro wrestling.
Renee Paquette, the backstage correspondent for All Elite Wrestling, joining me here on ESPN 1530 for a few more minutes. Like I said, it's a big week for professional wrestling, week plus. And next Wednesday is a big one for AEW because it is the debut of AEW All Access. So this is the perfect kind of show for people who love to dive into all of the backstage drama. And I'm not talking about the scripted stuff. Maybe this, it's a reality show. I'm sure some things are fluffed up here a bit, but regardless, get to dive in backstage here a little bit. How much have you been involved with in this, and you know, how excited are you to check out the show?
So I haven't really been involved too much. Of course, I'm around when the cameras are rolling. I mean, they were heavily around when Saraya was making her in-ring debut.
Yeah.
So that was something really cool to be a part of. I know I'm really excited to see the story of Adam Cole making his comeback to the ring. As much as I've heard the stories about what he's gone through from recovering from his concussion, everything he had to go through to get back to being in-ring shape, we've got his first match coming back the same night that AEW All Access comes together on March 29th. So I'm really excited to see more of what that journey is like. And that's what I think is really going to be cool about All Access, is it was really shot docu-style. I don't think that it's going to be that traditional reality television show where, you know, there's situations and people are going out and, you know, whatever. I think it's going to be a lot more of a real peek behind the curtain as to what goes on backstage at AEW and what it really means to be a professional wrestler. I'm really pumped to see it.
Yeah, me too. And this is going to debut after Dynamite next week on TBS. I did want to ask you, though, right, because you spent a lot of time backstage, even before you started working with the company, you were there. And you don't have to go into specifics, but there were some heavily publicized backstage incidents in AEW in the past year, right? And then the fan perception then turns into, oh, my God, this company's in turmoil. Tony Khan is running a sloppy shop, as Taz would say. You've spent a lot of your career behind the scenes working for the largest pro wrestling companies in the world. I'm sure you have seen your fair share of drama unfold. AEW cannot be unique when it comes to conflict brewing in such a high competitive industry.
No, I mean, listen, craziness happens, I think, in every professional wrestling environment. It's bound to happen. You've got a ton of larger than life athletes. You've got people going out, putting their bodies on the line in front of thousands of people, broadcast to millions. I guess I can't really swear here. It hits the fan every now and then.
Yeah.
And it just so happens to sometimes become public consumption. And I get it. I know people are drawn to that. Everyone wants to know about the drama and see what's going on. But at the end of the day, I think it's a lot of really passionate people that really care about what they do. Sometimes people butt heads over that stuff.
Thank you for not going full John Moxley and censoring yourself there. I appreciate that. I don't like hitting dumb buttons.
I don't want to make you edit. I know you're busy today. I don't need you to edit the interview.
So thank you for that. But John Moxley, you know, your husband, Renee Paquette, joining me here, born and raised in Cincinnati. Recently, you guys moved back here to the Queen City. And one of the reasons I'm so happy that you now call Cincinnati home, it's given me the chance to enjoy two of my favorite things, your work and love for, you know, my hometown teams.
Yes.
This season, we saw the launch of Renee All Day for the Bengals, and now you're giving some love to FC Cincinnati on the sessions this week for the Volume Sports Network. You've now dropped an interview with forward Dominique Badji in a pretty unique setting.
So a really cool setting. We went down to Unheard Of, this really great sneaker shop, street style clothing store that's downtown. We've got to go down there and hang out. And not only was the backdrop really cool and just kind of like switched up how I'm used to doing the sessions interviews. Normally I'm at my house just holed up upstairs and knocking out these interviews. But to be able to hang out with Dom and get to interview him, and I don't know how much everybody really knows his story, but he's got such a fascinating story of growing up in Senegal and making his way to the United States to be playing in the MLS and just seeing how far he has come. And just like what kind of a human being he is. I feel like it just sort of oozes from him that you can just tell what a good guy he is. As soon as that episode dropped, my mom called me. She's like, oh my gosh, he's so sweet. I want to know everything about him. So that's what I'm happy to be able to like have interviews with guys like that and just show people another side of them and be able to talk about things that they don't always get time to really shine a light on. He's great.
And that was one of the things that I loved about, you know, Renee All Day is showing a different side of these players that typically doesn't get the spotlight when it comes to NFL pregame shows and this, that, and the other thing. It's all about X's and O's. So I like seeing different sides of these athletes. I want people to check it out, your interview with Dominique. So I don't want to dive too much into it, but there was one story that he told that I thought was just absolutely fascinating. The fact that he didn't get his first soccer ball until he was 6 or 7.
And I know.
All of his friends had to like pull their money together. Money they earned, by the way, by traveling neighborhood to neighborhood, like hustling, like wagering on soccer matches. That's insane.
I love it. It's so cool. Like just to hear him talk about that story and see him light up. And I think for anybody, you know, I think when you become professional in the sport that you love or in, you know, the field that you love, when you think back to those original days when you were just doing things for the love of the game or for the love of the art or whatever it is that you happen to be doing, I love being able to take people back to that moment of what kind of got them to where they are.
Do we know yet if Renee All Day, or excuse me, All Day Renee, did I screw it up? Which one is it? I don't know. Do we know if that's been greenlit for a second season?
I don't know yet. I'm going to have to start barking up that tree because if I don't get to be a part of the Bengals again this season, I feel like especially some of these moves that they've been making, we know that the Bengals aren't playing around. They are bringing that championship home this season, I believe. So I want to be in there. Do I get a Super Bowl ring if that happens?
I work for the station that carries the games. Do I get a Super Bowl ring if that happens? Can I at least get a hat?
We'll add that onto the petition as well. We'll plug it in.
There we go. I 100% appreciate that. Who knows, though? They may not invite you back because a lot of the people you interviewed are gone now.
I know. I know. Oh my God, was I the curse? Did I do that?
Wait, No. You're Cincinnati's good luck charm because you moved here and then they went to the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Yes.
That's actually very true. You're welcome.
So stay right here. Never, ever leave. Renee, where can people find out, especially FC Cincinnati fans who want to check out your interview with Dominique? Benji, where can people find that?
Yeah, you can check that out. Literally anywhere that you get podcasts, just look up The Sessions with Renee Paquette. It is our latest episode that just dropped. And also on my YouTube channel, if you just search Renee Paquette into YouTube, all my stuff will pop up there. And you can see the visuals of what we shot for this are really, really cool. So I definitely encourage people to check out the full video of it. But if you're just an audio listener, you can do that too.
And check out AEW Dynamite tonight, live from Missouri. Renee will be there interviewing people, doing what she does best. Renee, thank you so much for joining me here today. This has been huge. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it is me, it is you, 513-749-1530. That's the number. Richard Skinner from Local 12 joins me coming up at 520, but I have time for you next. Rick Uccino in for Mo Egger on ESPN 1530.
This baseball season, catch every pitch at Longneck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Longneck's outdoor patio. Longneck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.